pretended to be mentally handicapped, they could easily win the competition and get $1,000. Oh, no. Cartman, no.
Day, day. Hey, guys, what's going on?
God damn you.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game! No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the game until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games for entertainment radio.
Somebody else has got to say that the show number 39 one of these times, because I say it every fucking time.
No, you don't. I say it a couple times.
Did you?
All right, this is
you said it when we were in China.
Yeah.
When you were in China.
No, I said it in Chinese.
Yeah, that's right. That was cool. Okay.
Here we go. Here is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode number 39.
39.
Hell yeah.
You are?
Wolf.
Kobar.
I'm C4, and this week we're going to be talking about free shit.
Free!
That's always good.
Always good. Free shit is the best kind of shit most of the time, and we got all kinds of neat free shit for you this week.
All free.
And it's all, oh man, you know what, I should put that back on there as the music, the all free song, whatever it was.
Okay.
That was cool. I think I still have it. I got a better quality version of it floating around somewhere. I don't like to use the same music over and over though, so.
Let's keep it fresh.
Gotta keep it fresh. We want to talk a little bit about shareware and demos.
That's right. We're not going to talk about cheap shit.
Stuff. Not cheap.
No, I mean inexpensive stuff. Excuse me.
Even inexpensive is too much a lot of the time. Okay, and I'm speaking from experience where I have just barely enough money to pay rent this month and the phone bill. My phone bill is $100 whether I use it or not. So I get kind of stiffed on that. And thank God, the month before, I knew I was going to get screwed, so I paid an extra amount to my electricity bill, so I owe him $2.97 for this month.
Nice.
That's how broke I am. So it's down, we're talking about free shit now. Because free shit is good shit. And it's not shit either. You know, some of the best stuff I've seen is free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I can, off the top of my head, operating systems.
Linux.
Right? Okay.
Isn't that, you have to pay for that now, though.
No, you don't.
You don't.
No.
You have to
I think they just changed it.
No. You can. You can go buy it if you want, but it's, you don't have to pay for it.
I think maybe it was Red Hat or something.
No.
One of the Red Hat took away their sales in the store. They used to have it on box set in the store you could buy, and now you can't, I don't think you can buy that anymore. You can order it from the website, but you pay for the support. The software is free. It's under a license, like a legal fucking thing that says it's free, so.
Oh, I don't know,
I'm positive. Dude, if that happened, are you shitting me? Something like that would not have escaped me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I swear to God, I just heard like a couple weeks ago.
No. Who'd you hear from then?
I don't remember.
An unreliable source, it had to be. There's no way. You weren't listening closely or something. There's no way. There's no way. It's under a license, the GPL. It is free. That's it. You cannot charge for the software because it's written by all these, I mean, millions of people, you know, come together and create this, every little piece of it, you know. I mean, every single thing is made by a different person, it seems like. So, no, I guarantee that you do not pay. I mean, you can. I do. I pay for it just because I want to support Slackware, right? It's like $40. I can download it for free, and I do, but it's like I buy it because I get, you know, you get the manual, you get the nice silkscreen printed CDs, you know, you get the nice package,
cool stickers,
you know. And sometimes they got stickers in there. But I like paying for it. But what you're really paying for with the big ones though is the support, you know, because then you can call up Red Hat and say, well, I, you know, blah blah blah, doesn't see my modem or whatever. And they got somebody on the other end of the phone to help you out with that problem. That's not free, because, I mean, that takes manpower and effort there. You know. In any case, where were we? Oh, it's shareware and stuff. Now, you know, when was the last time you thought about that? Like, demos and shareware. When was the last time you fired up a demo?
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Not real long.
Like console.
It's a shareware version of the 3D Mark 2003.
I'm thinking of like a game, though.
That's not a game, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Doom.
You know, I remember playing shareware versions of Doom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that. I remember you could go to your local BBS, dial them up, download, whatever new game was out. One Must Fall. You could hop on a BBS system, pull down the latest games, and they were shareware. They just said, here you go, send us some money, we'll send you a code to unlock the rest, or a disc with the rest of the levels
the
on
whole,
there.
Whole disc, the disc for the whole version.
We've got demo CDs that come with your game magazines. We've got what I think is really cool is the demo DVDs and CDs that come for your consoles. I think that is cool, because we'll have them forever.
That's great advertising, dude.
It is. It really is. It's really cool. I think that helps the console market a lot. Because, that was something the PCs had over them. People can try our games before they buy them. That was cool. But it seems like I see less and less of this every day. The last big one I remember was Unreal Tournament 2004. Okay? And then Far Cry demo came out. But beyond that, God, I can't even think of anything I even thought of or even cared to play. So the demos are out there.
Oh, yeah. Just go download.com, go under our game section. You see shitload of demos.
Is it all current stuff? I haven't been there in a long time.
Got some old ones.
That's a lot of old ones. Yeah. Well, File Planet. File Planet is popular for all the new stuff. They've always got the new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but downloading from File Planet, you have to wait in line.
Sucks ass, I know.
I think if you send your subscription.
Oh yeah, you can pay for a
like a private server thing. Right. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like something changed with the distribution of it. Because have you gone to look? Okay, if you don't go to File Planet, where do you go?
Download.com.
Okay. If you don't, and I don't know how on top of it they really are. I don't know.
Yeah, they got some old.
But I mean, like as far as like ultra current stuff.
I used to go to A-Vault a lot.
Okay, right, the Adrenaline Vault, right? They have all kinds of stuff, too. Okay, I was going to mention that. The Adrenaline Vault, definitely a good place. But, have you guys followed where these... have you ever tried to go to the manufacturer's site and get the game?
Never tried that.
You can't do it. You cannot go to most of the manufacturer, or the developer or the publisher's site and get that game demo. I remember trying to get, it wasn't for me, it was for somebody else. He was trying to get, it wasn't even a full game, it was like a patch for Battlefield, or maybe it was the demo for Battlefield, 1942. But you could not get it anywhere.
Huh.
You got a 3-hour wait at File Planet, where you can spend that 3 hours, pulling your hair out, surfing all over the internet, trying to find the damn demo. Now, the best thing I have found is, It's called File Mirrors. FileMirrors.com. And it's put on by the guys who make GetRight.
Oh, GetRight.
You know that downloading software? You ever use that?
They got a demo version?
They got, yeah.
For 30 days?
Yeah, you can use a demo version of that. You go there and this thing, just crawls everywhere and just keeps huge lists of every single file. And if you know the name of the demo, which you can usually find, because you go, I try to track down a demo, I go to 20 different sites, they all have the same file name, but none of them have the file. It's a pain for me to go find some demos.
No one wants to build up the bandwidth.
Exactly.
No, I don't know.
That's
might
the whole problem.
Maybe use the same link for one location. That might be it.
No, there's 6 locations to download.
Oh.
And nothing works a lot of the time. It's such a pain
in
the ass.
I run into that all the time.
Yeah, I don't understand that. It's not like we're trying to find something illegal. It's not like we're trying to find something, shady. We're trying to find a legitimate product that we might pay for. This is why we're looking for it, to evaluate it, and we can't get it. They will not put up the cost for it. They don't want to run, host all that, which I think it's ridiculous. I have had the hardest time trying to get my hands on just demos. And I remember back in the day, on a modem, sitting there downloading a couple megs, and it's like you get some game and you just play the crap out of it and you loved it, and they gave you like a third of the game, and at the end of it, it would tell you,
please pay for it.
Yeah, send us $20, $30, to this address, blah, 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 or whatever. Call us at this phone number and order by credit card. that was cool. You know, you exit the game and remember to have a screen there for you, you know, with the information. I know they, I've seen that. I think
Duke Nukem, like Descent did that.
Yeah, Descent 1. You know, Doom, all those stuff. All those games have that. Nowadays, you got 650 meg demos, you know, that have like two levels of like a 30 level game. You can't download the damn thing anywhere. It's a pain in the ass.
Part of the problem is that the gaming industry as a whole is becoming too big business, like Hollywood.
It's
becoming way too much like Hollywood. It's not about the art anymore. It's all about the money.
It is all about the money. And that is no good. Money is the root of all evil.
It is, man, because you get all these clones, the same game. I mean, look at how many World War II games came out.
I know. Bam, 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 bam. Too. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, there's money in this.
Because one did
one
well.
One sold, yep.
It's the same thing happens with movies. It's turning into Hollywood, and it's disgusting.
It is. It really is. This is, it's just horrible. This, you know what, let's bring up the topic that you mentioned before, because that'll kind of tie in nicely with that, was this. Back, like when I was in high school, you know, and we had, what were we playing in high school? Were we playing 16-bit stuff a lot? Yeah, we were, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so even before that, junior high, playing, you know, Nintendo games or whatever, you know, Sega Master System games and stuff, it seemed like you and all your friends, now remember, did you drink that whole soda?
Yeah.
Okay. You and all your friends had, like, the same game, you know, or at least two of you had the same game, so you could call up your friend. Hey, man, you know, what part of the game are you at? I remember playing Final Fantasy III along with a couple of friends of ours, and it was just so incredible to see where we were in the story of the same game. And I think that's the biggest appeal for something like, well, in our perfect example, what we're sucked into lately is Final Fantasy. At least we're all able to share this common game and talk about it, you know? I mean, what I noticed happened for a long time was that I could not sit there and play something like... you know what? As fun as something like Suikoden was, because you played it through before I did, and it was like,
I didn't beat it,
but you were way hella far though, and it was like I couldn't quite relate to what you were doing because you were already playing other games. So then it's like, you know, I call you up or I call up Hunter, and I'm like, oh my god, man, I just got this, you know, new skill for so and so, and I got a new weapon, you know, and you know, there's Hunter. Oh, I just got a hyper mega galaxy drive on my spaceship. You know, and you're playing something else. Oh, I got a +4 Vorpal sword. And it's like we didn't have any common ground.
No.
You know, it makes it really crappy to try to like hang out with your friends. I mean, it's, you know, you guys are all, you know, together on this. You like to play games and hang out, but it's a bitch when you're all playing different games. I noticed.
Yeah.
It's really hard. It's like you can't even relate to them.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is why I just, you know, happen to use Final Fantasy as the example, because currently we're all stuck on the same game and loving it, and I think it's like it's making it twice as cool as it really is, I think, because everybody's playing it. You know, like everybody in our little group, you know. Except for Hunter, but he is slowly cracking.
He's gonna break down one day.
Oh, I know he is, because I talked to him today, and he's like, man, I don't know, I keep breaking down. I linked him to some videos that we were watching this week. And he's like, God, it looks so damn cool. Oh, man, what are you doing to me? And he is the perfect example of somebody who needs more free shit. I told him, I said, you know, you need to go download some demos. Because what did he just go buy? A Medal of Honor, I think he got. And he got a bunch of the expansions. He sat down and beat them all in like 40 hours. No big deal. Cranked out, you know, all the single player stuff. And he was done. And now he's like bored. And I couldn't talk to him. I could not relate to him. He would call me. And he's telling me about, you know, this crazy shot he made and all the effects on the weapons and whatnot. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I gotta get down to another city to, you know, make some food or something, you know, whatever. I gotta go kill a dragon later today, you know, man. Yeah. Fucking fuck off.
You know? Yeah, ghost doesn't work.
He smartened up finally. He just stopped calling. I didn't hear from him for like a week and a half.
Maybe he's pissed though.
I would be if everybody I knew was playing some game and I couldn't, because he feels that he kind of can't. Because, you know, he knows if he gets too wrapped up into it, because he's got a, you know, he's got a family and all that crap to provide for. So,
yeah.
Not that he actually provides for him, but, you know, he pretends, so. But,
Daddy.
I think one of the really cool things is, with today's demos, though, is the CD that comes with all your magazines. Because we didn't have that back then.
Mm-hmm.
But it was easier to get them still.
Well, it couldn't.
Yeah, well, we could.
With console games, you
well,
can't.
I'm talking about computer games mainly at this point.
Yeah, we don't have a CD-ROM now that time.
Yeah, we didn't have a CD-ROM, did we? I forgot about that. But you downloaded something that was like a diskette or two.
Mm-hmm.
You rarely did you download a game that was more than one 1.4 megs, you know, one disc. Rarely did you see something that was anything larger than that. It was just easy to get. The games were kick-ass. And now you get Computer Gaming World put out a DVD last month, I think. Or not last month, but it was a little bit ago. Instead of their usual CD. And it was just packed full of stuff. And it's like, oh my god, you know, we have to move these bigger formats because the games aren't getting more fun. They're just getting more colorful and better sound quality. But it's not helping the games. You know, this is like Hollywood. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to that. We're getting all this, you know, multi-million-dollar crap with no substance to it. You know, and what happens? The industry hangs on the release of like four games. Final Fantasy, something from id Software, you know, what else did everybody look? Something from Blizzard.
Blizzard.
You know, and then there's something else, I'm sure, that everybody looks forward to. You know, and there's just not that many, it seems like. It seems like it's a very select group of companies that make just kick-ass games, but it's in like the niche market, though. Because they don't even sell that well. It's always the crap like, you know, Railroad Tycoon and The Sims. You know, it's crap like that that sells really well, and unfortunately, it's like fueling the industry. It's keeping the money flowing, you know?
That's fair, yeah.
People aren't original enough. They find something they like and they just want to stick to it. They want to stay in the comfort zone, and they just don't care about anything new.
But look at Nintendo. Look at Nintendo. They're trying. Look at all the weird kooky crap they come up with.
Yeah,
Pikmin and
they're
all.
They're third in the list.
I know,
of three.
Exactly. It's not working for them. You know, and unfortunately, this is a business. They are here to make money. They're not here for the fun of it. You know.
They could at least have enough money to get programmers going.
But it doesn't cost. It shouldn't cost as much as it does, though. It's like the prices keep going up. You never hear about them going down. It only cost us X amount to make this game. No.
Well, it's because, okay, back in like Nintendo days.
Well,
how much time, effort, and manpower did it take to make the graphics for Super Mario?
Well, I'm sure it was, well, you know, one guy could do the graphics the entire game.
Yeah.
In just a short amount of time.
Now
you have
Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
You have all these graphics to take a huge amount of man hours.
Yeah. But
sit there and model.
But again, that's not always better.
Yeah, I know.
I'm preaching to the choir here, but I feel that we're not being heard. Like the gamers as a whole are not being heard by the companies. You know, because they don't see that. They just see the sales, the dollar signs, driven by corporate greed. That's it. You know.
That's what money does.
It does. It's true. And you know, and I think. Look at. Tell me Microsoft is in this for the games. Okay, right? Now, okay, they bought their way in. They're forcing the damn Xbox, you know, with money. They're just pumping cash into this thing just so they can get a foothold in it so they can pull some cash out later. I mean, clearly about the money. Okay, there's no denying that. Microsoft did not get into this because they had an interest in it or anything other than, you know, for financial reasons. That's
all about money.
It is. And this is why I like to support Nintendo so much. Because I believe in Nintendo, you know? They're like this holy grail, like Sega. I had, you know, Sega, they were like maybe you have fond memories of, like, your babysitter when you were a kid, you know? Because, like, you remember her, she was so nice, and your mom and dad would leave, and she would give you a sucker or a lollipop or something, you know? This was Sega to me. You know, the warm, comfortable blanket that I could just curl up on the couch with and spend all day in bliss with, you know? And then it's like, oh my god, they can't do anything right, it seems like. They keep trying, they keep putting out some kick-ass stuff, and nobody wants it. What do they want? They want Madden 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. You know, they want MVP, whatever the hell, baseball game, every year. And this is what is selling all this crap, you know?
A lot of people enjoy this game, though.
Not as many as they should, though. I mean, it's the same game. So little changes every year. In these sports games, that like it's I cannot believe somebody justifies $50. Well, I mean, I guess if that's all you're into, like, look, okay, Hooks is a good example. He loves sports games, you know, and he likes being, and he's up on top of that, you know. He's on top of, you know, in the real world, you know, who's on top, what team is doing the best, what players are good. I mean, obviously they have their group, but good lord, you know, the average person, I see a lot of people get broken to buying a lot of these games that they even want. Oh, I gotta buy the new football game. Why? Well, it's new. What the hell kind of thought process is that, you know?
No, it's like, you know, God, think about reality. Every year's got a different roster for a team, got different players, got new players.
Oh, I understand, you know, but what's preventing a patch from coming out to change all that? That you pay $5 for? You know?
Well, on console games, patches don't really.
On the Xbox, you could.
Yeah, only Xbox.
No. And on the PS2.
On the PS2, you got a hard drive.
Just came out this year, a few days ago.
So, you can still do it, though, you know? This might be something that we see. You know, they keep promising us this, though. You notice that? Have you guys ever, like, read some of the sports games, like, pre-release information or anything like that? Every year, it seems like I see this. Even the Sega. Even the last one they did. Sega's last, the Dreamcast. You can download, you know, from our servers all these new rosters and updates and blah, blah, blah. That didn't last very long.
You know? No, because if they do that, they can't sell the next year's
year's copy. Crap.
Marketing.
It sucks.
Money. Those. You know,
I fully understand that a company needs to make money in order to make games.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have to be able to put food on the table and yada, yada, yada. But at the same time, it just seems like the art is gone.
It is. It does. And you know what? I just came up with another perfect example. I get a lot of shit for this, too. I got into a full-blown argument with a buddy of mine yesterday. Rockstar. Okay? A company that has not made a real decent game, other than Grand Theft Auto, right?
Pretty much.
Okay? They lose money on everything. Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2 didn't even do very well. Okay? They were crap. Grand Theft Auto 3 comes out, and because it's 3D, blows people's minds. Okay? This is the game. They make an insane amount of money. So what do? Right away. Here comes Vice City.
Yep.
Same game, you know, two or three new vehicles, throw a funky, you know, Miami paint job on it, we're good to go.
Yeah, totally another, cool three in our patch.
Another insane seller.
In fact, one of the biggest sellers of all time.
Right there, boom, they make a killing, right? Then what happens? Manhunt. And what happened to that? Nobody bought it. Very, very, very few sales. The Rockstar name doesn't have anything to most people. It's the Grand Theft Auto name that has it to most people. So what happened now? Oh, we need more money. Because we're going to court because, you know, we're being investigated for theft of the Grand Theft Auto idea. They busted some, like one of the head guys for something else, stock fraud or some crazy shit like that. Whatever the problem is, they need more money. And now what do we have? San Andreas. And they've already, you know, they've already registered GTA6.com. So we know, you know, one more game even after San Andreas. You know, whatever, they got the trademark on it or something already. Already. All for money. You know, I got into a big argument the other day about, you know, a buddy of mine was telling me how great San Andreas was going to be. And it's not going to be innovative. It's going to be like the Tony Hawk series. You know, where they add one move. Change the levels around a little bit, and you're good to go. You know, that's just it. Boom. Here's a fat pile of cash. Continue pumping this crap out. You know, why don't they just throw some, you know, innovation behind it? Why can't we get some multiplayer? That would be nice right there. That would be a huge thing to add to Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be the greatest idea. I mean, I'm sure it'd be fun. It'd be interesting to see what happens.
Cops gonna be real busy in there now. For a multiplayer? Are you kidding me?
I don't think you could have cops in a multiplayer Grand Theft Auto. That'd be nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, that would just be too much.
You need an army in there.
You would always have, like, the National Guard in the damn city rolling around.
Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, 40 players would converge on, like, their tanks and stuff and kill the guy inside. One lucky guy would get in the tank. You know, and just mow everybody down for a couple of minutes, you know, before his tank blew up. I don't know how well it would work, but it would be interesting to see what they did. More interesting, I hope, than Final Fantasy XI's multiplayer. Or, their PvP. Yeah. Have you heard about that?
I heard about
Conflict?
It's like, first came out, heard about PvP.
Okay, what did you hear about it?
Well, they're going to throw in a patch, so people who want to...
You don't know a thing about it, do you?
I haven't heard anything about it.
No, I heard of it. It's on the website, dude.
It's on the website, but you don't know anything about it, right?
I don't know anything about details.
Okay. What do you think it is?
Versus player?
Meaning what, though? Like, you can just fight other people?
My guess has been that it's now, an arena.
Challenge our...
Okay, like an arena. Okay.
Yeah, no. Arena. It's okay. Like Final Fantasy VI. Remember at Colosseum?
Yeah.
It's kind of be a timer like that.
If you go to the Final Fantasy Vault, it's, what is it, ffvault.ign.com, I think.
FFXI.
Oh, okay. Okay. Letter, okay, there you go. I have no idea, but I got a bookmark somewhere. Anyway, they had a thing up there where one of the team members working on conflict posted about how what they've got for conflict so far. And I remember, I thought we said it before in an episode where we said that they're going to probably find some kind of, like, kind of a cutesy way to do the player versus player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we, that, we might not have been recording when we were talking about the player versus player.
I remember that's what we're talking about, though.
What I read blew my mind. I swear to God, it's got to be an April Fool's Day joke. It's going to be like basketball.
Huh?
Where you go to, like, a town, like, you're in one of the major cities, right? And you go talk to whoever, and then you got, like, your two teams, like, your party and their party. And you're on, like, a field, and there's, like, hoops. And you have to dig up rocks and throw them in these hoops.
That's gay.
Right? Now, you can kill the other people, but there's no penalty. Zero. So you die, boom, you're back. You know, like, you respawn probably 30 seconds later or something. You're out of the game.
Oh, my God.
But, like, they made it, I mean, it's not, it sounds kind of fun. You know what I mean? Like at least they made it kind of like competitive in an interesting way. Better than what I thought they were going to do, where it was like they would just slap PvP on like most of the rest, where you would just walk out there and then just start slaughtering the innocents, you know? Or, I mean, obviously you would probably have to accept to do the player versus the player. But as that would be cool. You know, that would be really cool.
I'm trying to see where the skill involved in, in the style of the program, you'd friggin' just target the hoop and press the action button.
I guess. I really have no idea. You're supposed to run around a field and dig up rocks and, like, make it to the hoop to throw it in before you get killed. I do not understand this at all.
So it's kind of like maybe capture the flag?
That was the impression I got, was it was more something like that rather than just basketball. But that was the example the guy gave on the thing. Weird. I mean, it sounds kind of fun, though. I mean, at least there's, like, something to work towards. You know what I mean? Like, rather than just kill people, at least it's kind of, they make like another game out of it, which I think is kind of neat. You feel me?
Yeah, but I don't think it's neat.
You know, I'm not so sure it's a good idea either, but I think they did a pretty good job with what they've got so far, keeping it from being just like, meme player versus player. Like, you know, as fun as that would be still, you know,
well,
I think that's what a lot of people want.
It is what a lot of people want, except for the fact that there are a few classes that would just totally own.
Yeah, oh yeah. A ranger.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to be anywhere near the guy. Anyway, that's enough Final Fantasy. But it was still, you know, just something I had to bring up. And one more thing is, remember we were talking about the Xbox dropping to $150?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that was confirmed. $150 bucks now for an Xbox.
It is $150, or it's going to be soon.
It will be on Tuesday. What the hell day is today?
Tuesday.
So maybe it's $150 bucks now. Did we even look?
No.
Yeah, but they're always a day behind anyway.
Yeah, remember last time
we were chasing a GameCube around? They're all, it's not $100.
You're
like, yeah, it is. I mean, we saw the press release from Nintendo and everything. You know, they were like, it's not $100. Next day we were there. Okay. They're $100. I told you.
I bought mine like 3 days before the price
dropped. Oh, man.
I went back and, or are you the one that told me about it? So I went back and then, oh, yeah, we can give you a refund.
That's cool. Okay, on to the free stuff. Let's say we start with free music. Okay. Everybody likes free music, Much. Right? Free music. No, wait. I have discovered that iTunes sucks ass. Now check this out.
That's free, though.
Yeah, it's free, but it's free ass-sucking. So that's no good, okay?
Hey, anything for a take.
I have, like, 7 free songs, you know, like, in the little... The way it works is you drink your Pepsi and it gives you a little code, and then you fire up iTunes, which completely fucking takes over your computer, and you punch in a little code, and then it, like, puts, like, one song credit on your account, right? So basically, I can go poke around. So for the longest time, what I was doing was, you know, drinking my Pepsi, saving my cap, punching the number, and just hang on to it. The other day, decided I need some new tunes. Now, not being on the top of the hip crowd, I don't know what's, you know, out to listen to and whatnot, and everything that I like to listen to is, you know, old enough that I own it because it's, you know, out on CD and not still on the radio. But every so often I come across something like in a movie a lot of the time, I'll hear a song like in the background, you know, and I just love it. And, of course, they don't have anything I'm looking for. Nothing even close.
Huh.
So I've got these 7 songs that are sitting on my thing which I can't do anything about now. They're locked into me. I have to use them. But you know what I do have? I got 4 more codes right here. I got 4 more codes. So I suppose the lucky person who's sitting here listening to us record today is going to, you know, have to write these down and be the first person to get them. So one of the codes, we'll just do them as we go through. But I'll do one now. Get your pens out. This is for one free song. You have to go download iTunes. It's iTunes.com. If there's something you're dying to hear for free, well, this one's on Pepsi. The code is KJ, it must be a 0 or an O, 7NCIBWV. And that's one song brought to you from our friends at Pepsi. And let's talk about some games now. Free games. We got a huge pile of free games. We'll even start out with one that you might like. Grand Theft Auto 1. That's free now.
Whoa.
Yeah, we mentented this when it was first announced to be free. I remember we mentioned it. But just to remind you, Grand Theft Auto 1 is still free. You can get it at Rockstar's website, which is cool. I mean, they're putting it on their site.
For a while, when Vice City first came out, they put up 1 and 2 for download.
Oh, really? But you know, I think it would still be 1 and 2 then.
At the time, I believe it was a temporary thing to get people interested in Grand Theft Auto.
Huh. It's kind of a shitty way to do it. Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2. Well, whatever.
A lot of people love the hell out of those games.
Yeah, I know.
I know a friend that was addicted to them for so long.
They're good stuff, I guess. I mean, I don't know. They're okay. It was a neat idea at the time. I remember when it first came out, too. I was like, what the hell? This game is insane. But you can actually pick that up at rockstargames.com/GTA. You just go there, and they actually have it themselves, which is cool. I hate trying to track shit down, you know, from a big company like Rockstar. They're pretty famous, pretty well known. They probably pull a lot of bandwidth in just advertising on their site, you know, and just people go in there to look at their new games. There's probably a lot of bandwidth as it is, which is why I think most of these companies don't put their demos and whatnot up there. But they actually, well, of course, Grand Theft Auto 1, you know, it's got to be just a couple of megs anyway. It's probably like 50 megs compressed, so probably no big deal. Everybody knows what that one is, I'm pretty sure. You know, overhead, running around, getting in cars, shooting people. It's all right. Let's see. Here's a big one. This one's huge. America's Army.
Oh, yeah. I played that one.
That's always been free.
Always been and still is.
Because Army made it. I don't know how much money is spent.
Oh, I'm sure they spent.
They're just trying to get people to join Army.
Billions.
Oh, yeah. It's a one big Army commercial.
Thing. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I played it. And
but I hear it's a good game.
Yeah, me too.
So
me too.
Too realistic.
There's no such thing as too realistic.
I don't know. This one freaking crows. Like, we played too many tactical ops, you know, fast action ones.
Uh-huh.
I picked this one up. I said, what the fuck? Am I running?
Oh, you mean like in a bad way. Okay, I feel you. Yeah. I see what you mean.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, you have to earn.
Like your guy gimps along. So,
oh, yeah.
Like,
can go through all kinds of schools, you know, training schools. Just like in the real army. Jump school, ranger school, special forces, whatever.
They keep adding new patches and new maps to this, too.
Oh, they do?
Constantly, yeah.
That's good. They have a really big subscription. You have to sign up for it and download it and whatnot. So they get your name and all your info.
Yeah, they can start sending you Army stuff. You know? That's probably why I was starting to get Army mail. Because for a while they were going to mail it to you. Like, you can get like a boxed copy of it. I thought, shit, a free game? How can I go wrong? I'm too lazy to download it, so I signed up for it. Never got the game, but I get email from the Army now. You know, I get friggin' spam snail mail, junk mail from the Army now. Of course, I didn't see my free game.
Pretty soon recruiters gonna knock on your door.
Probably.
UC4?
I do hear it's a good game.
Yeah,
if you're interested in the realistic Army stuff.
team-based.
Check it out.
First-person shooter style, you know, save the hostages, capture the flag, stuff like that.
You know what's messed up? Before we play, there's one thing messed up, right? You have you're an army guy and those bad guys or whatever you fought for.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm a bad guy, I look at my guy says, oh, army guy.
Yeah.
Others are same thing, yep. But you look different from
exactly. Us. Yeah. That's so no matter what, you're on the America's Army side. No matter what. And you're always fighting bad guys, always.
But I think you get different ways of that. I don't know.
You can't fight
as a bad guy. Every guy you see is a bad guy that's on your team. And their graphics are switched. They see you as a bad guy, though.
Oh!
Yeah. Pretty sneaky, huh? This way you can never be in the wrong.
You do fight against other people.
Yeah, you play online again just like you would Counter-Strike. Think of it as you're always the good guy. No matter what, you're always a good guy.
And the server sucks, man.
That's what Kruger said.
Server sucks. The best I can get, with my DSL is 300.
That's what he said, too. He said he had a hell of a time with him. Yeah, he said it improves after a while. Like, after he stays connected for, a whole map and it loads the next map, he said it runs a decent.
Takes forever to load, too.
That's what he said.
To get a team together. That's a win.
I don't know. It's pretty big now.
I hear this.
That's whenever just came out.
Yeah, that was when it just came out. Now, though, and then they have fame is the word I can come up with, but whatever it is. it's like the longer you play, the better you do. When you're killing guys in, say, Tactical Ops, you get, a score? You kill somebody, you get, 100 points, right? Well, in this, after you hit, 1,000 points or whatever it is, you get, a rank or something,
huh.
Right? And then it shows next to your name, like a promotion kind of thing, right? The problem comes, whereas if you accidentally team kill a guy, it's, an automatic, 3,000 point minus or something insane, though. It's, really hard to get, apparently. But it's kind of neat because, at least it adds something more than just sitting down and blowing people away.
Right.
At least you have this something that drives you to be kind of good,
You're like sniper. Okay, so when the game starts, you get pick your own weapons, right? But, lots of people won't get snipers. Get sniped, just camp somewhere, just blow people's head off. Hey, guess what? You can't get it right away. You have to go through snipers.
Yeah. On top of that, there's something to do with, the fame rating thing, too.
Really?
The rank. Yeah, because Kruger was saying that when he first was playing, he was doing really good and got his rank really high. And when the match started, he could pick whatever he wanted to be, or not whatever, but most of them. While all the new guys, or the guys with shitty fame or whatever it is, promotion or rank or whatever, they had to wait for him to pick what job they could be.
Whoa.
So they got the leftovers and let the good players be the fat guys. Yeah, which is kind of a neat system,
So it makes it hard to get up.
If you keep playing.
Yeah.
But all these games are
you might get lucky.
Because if it's not like that, they use the cash system. Where the more guys you kill, the more money you get, so you can buy better guns. So even still, if you're sucking, you can't get better. Because you can't kill anybody, so you can't buy any better guns. Plenty of times I ran around with a knife in Tactical Ops, You get lucky all the time, though.
Do the sneak attack.
That's right, baby.
Sneak trick.
More army games. There's a game called Soldat. This is a side view multiplayer action game. What does it say here? From the website, it says it takes the best from games like Lero, Worms, Quake, and Counter-Strike. With a fast action gameplay and tons of blood and flesh.
Nice. Side-scrolling?
Soldiers fight against each other on a 2D battlefield using deadly military arsenal.
I cannot for the life of me picture how this would work. Multiplayer side scroll.
I imagine it's a lot like the first Mario Brothers game, It's just levels that you jump up and down and shoot across.
It's got to be.
I don't know, but
probably it's like free. Scorch the Earth. Remember that game?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Is it's basically Scorched Earth with, Yeah, it's got to be something like that.
The game is fat, dude.
It was cool. That was a blast. The website for Soldat is www.soldat.prv.pl. That's one to take a look at here. Here we go, a role-playing game. Now this is, if I remember right, this is from the guy that made Legend of the Red Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Seth Robinson. Remember that guy that did Lord of the Rings? Right? Yeah. His company, Robinson Technologies, it's rtsoft.com. You go there and if you want to go straight to this one, it's /Dink. The game is called Dink Smallwood. and I remember this is like the isometric view, you know, role playing game, like kind of like you remember on your like 16-bit console role playing type of games, a lot like that, yeah. Pretty cool stuff. Free
with sprites.
Yeah.
Bring back the sprites. I want everybody to be all the same height. That
no shit, huh? You know what Wolf really liked was the laughing animations in Final Fantasy. How they would just kind of like their shoulders would move up and their head would move down. And oh my god, he'd get a kick out of that. There's a space role-playing game. It's pretty early still. It sounds pretty cool. It's an RPG. It's based in space. Four different races to choose from. It's called Void. Something to check out. Looking for, you know, a good space RPG game. The site is void.dragonspy... What the hell? It's void.dragonspyre...
Spire?
Spire, that's what it is. Damn, spirestudios.com. Dragon Spires... Damn, that was... It doesn't look right when I'm looking at it on the paper. I mean, that's clearly Spire, but I'm retarded.
No, you are.
But what am I? Oh my god, that South Park was to die for. Speaking of Scorch, you know what? They do have a new Scorch, too. It's called Scorch 3D.
Whoa.
And guess what? It's all free.
No shit.
Yeah, scorched3d.co.uk. Scorched Earth. You can't beat that. I mean, come on, that's what multiplayer was right there. That was blow the crap out of your friends on one screen that didn't scroll. You know, this one is actually, though, all 3D. You know, it's on like a cube playing field thing.
It's kind of crazy.
You know, yeah, pretty cool, though. Pretty cool.
Try it?
You know, of course not.
Oh, okay.
Where am I going to play games between Final Fantasy and work and sleep? I mean, come on.
Chicken auction house?
There's no time for other games, but we can try. And at least we can tell you about them, so hopefully somebody else can go enjoy them. That might be a lot of fun, though. I imagine this has internet play also. So how cool would that be? You'd be playing Scorched Earth in 3D, blowing people away across the world.
That's awesome.
Scorched Earth.
Can we play on the modem before Scorched Earth?
I don't remember either. I have no idea. Huh.
I know that game was fabulous.
There's a racing simulator, too. That's one I didn't expect to see. I expected to see lots of free games like Arkanoid, lots of free games like
Pong,
yeah, you know, Bejeweled. I expected to come up with this list of crappy games that, like, I mean, they're fun games, but not what you want. You want to play something like,
see,
you know,
games, Arkanoid and the Pong, you know, those games right now, give me a face. It's going to be on the cell phone, you know. It's like cell phone game.
Half of them are. Right. I've got all that crap on my cell phone.
Really?
I don't even know. This new phone, I don't even know what that one's got. I haven't looked at it yet. No time.
Are you going to keep that?
I don't know how it works yet. I need to call them. AT&T sent me a phone out of nowhere. I didn't ask them. I didn't request it. I didn't call them. Nothing. Just all of a sudden, a phone showed up at my door.
Guess what? It's free.
That's right. They sent it. I never got it. What are you talking about? I have a phone with them currently. I love AT&T. I really think, you know, they provide pretty good service.
Yeah.
Damn, now they're handing out free phones. How about time for another song? All right. And you know what? I think if somebody is listening to this first and ahead of everybody, try to not use all four of them, because you can only enter the code one time, you know, and get one free song.
I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Let's do one time every episode.
Yeah, that would suck ass. What are they going to do, though? Episode. I think it's free. They're giving away free. I'm
really, not
going to use it. You pay for a Pepsi, dude.
That's right. They owe me.
That's right.
Trying to shovel this crap down my throat. All right. You know, I was going to have, like, some kind of... I thought about it doing, like, a contest thing. You know, where, like, we had a couple questions. And the first person that could email back the answer, I would send out one of the codes to. You know, that would have been kind of neat. But I couldn't come up with any really good questions. Like, the only two that I could think of that for some reason stuck out were, like, what was the original spelling of Zerg on StarCraft?
Zerg?
Oh, it wasn't Z-E-R-G?
No, it was Z-U-R-G. It's all over Blizzard's site.
Huh.
Yeah. And then the other one was another Blizzard one that stuck in my head. What were the resources in the alpha of Warcraft 2?
Or.
That was the one they took out. But nobody knew that.
Huh.
Because it wasn't in the game. Or. Remember? When it got released, you did not have ore.
I remember that.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked having more shit to manage. That was cool. But, you know, those were, that was all I could come up with, and I thought, ah, man, that's too much effort. We'll just read off the numbers, and hopefully somebody wants a free song out there, because I don't want this crap. Anyway, it's, let's see, TNP39AVSY, you know, wait, that S is a 9, YE. That's AV9YE. These things are hard to read. One more free song from our friends at Pepsi and iTunes. Screw you, Apple. How about Vegas Strike? Vegas Strike, the 3D space simulator that allows you to train and bounty hunt in a vast universe. This sounds like what free? What was that free?
Vega Strike. Right.
What did I say? Vegas Strike. God damn! I
thought I heard Vegas Strike.
I did. It's Vegas Strike. Yeah, you know what it is? I'm not reading the name. I'm looking at the website because it's VEGAS. And
Vegas, oh my god.
That's what's messing me up.
I thought it's gonna be a gambling game.
It's Vega. I can't read it.
That's a free gambling game somewhere.
I slept 2 hours. That's what my problem is.
I'll wake you up, honey.
I'm burned.
Come here. Come to daddy.
3D Space Simulator. Vega Strike. God damn it. I'm trying to read the URL. It's vegastrike.sf@sourceforge.net. What was that? Freelancer. That's what I'm thinking of. Freelancer. Sounds like it's like that. Running around with bounty. Whatnot, and yeah, bounty hunt and trade shit. Kill dangerous creatures. Kill stuff is always good.
Oh, yeah.
I really wish I would have got to play all these damn games before we talked about them, but that just isn't going to happen.
Kill for free.
An open source flight sim called Flight Gear. This is another one on SourceForge's website. It's flightgear.sf.net.
Fly sim?
But it's got 20,000 real world airports and accurate terrain.
Cool.
This is free.
Wait, it's free sim, fly sim?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's got training terrorists?
The least.
High tech airplane?
But listen,
that's what Microsoft Flight Simulator's for.
That's
right. You can play this with Microsoft.
They sell it to terrorists.
To terrorists, yeah. Yeah. In Canada. It's Canada they sell it to, the bastards. That's what I'm talking about.
The sleeper nation.
It is, man. They're going to screw us all up. What about pool?
Oh, yeah, I saw cool. Yahoo's got it.
Well, is that some crap you play online?
Yeah, yes. I mean, some crap.
Java pool.
Yeah, see, that's crap.
Well, it's free, though.
That's crap.
You play against other players.
I know, I'm just giving you a bad time. I know that's pretty cool.
Because I kick your ass
playing against
pool.
Other... Hard! Yeah, right.
Hard! How much?
$10 a ball.
I still have my stick around here, so don't make me beat your ass.
Biatch.
I'll even beat you in virtual billiards.
You're right.
Billiard GL. www.tobias... Oh, my God. Hold on. It's TOBIAS-Nopper. NOPPER.DE.
Nopper.
Nopper. Without a K. Like Nopix.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Nopper.
Sounds like it's called Lennox, right?
Yeah, it's the live CD one. Well, not the one, but A1. Billiard GL, though. Pretty cool. I know a lot of people like playing pool. I do. I don't know about virtual pool though. I gotta have the scene, the cigarettes and the alcohol and the stain on the table.
I think that's what it is.
The fucking jukebox playing the crappy music too loud. And some bitch keeps pumping quarters into it.
Playing country.
You know, yeah, totally. You know what I mean? You gotta have the whole scene. The whole scene. Let's see. So I did Torx, right? Yeah, the racing sim. That was torx.sf.net if I didn't do it. Here's another big one. This is a big name game for being free. Wolfenstein, Enemy Territory.
Whoa.
A lot of people forget that's free. You can go buy it, but it's free. You go to the website, games.activision.com/games/Wolfenstein. You know the new one, Return to Castle Wolfenstein?
Yeah, yeah.
The expansion they were supposed to make and never did?
Yeah.
They released it for free.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I was thinking it was like Wolfenstein 3D.
Yeah.
Like hair old one blocky.
Yeah.
It's like 2-bit.
And that was a bomb, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good game. Dude, it was on the PC.
I was just being funny.
It was, but this one's, I mean, full everything, you know, in all of its glory. And it's, I guess this is just like the multiplayer end of it. Right, because they were supposed to release, you know, missions and whatnot, but they never did. So they just said, well, we have the multiplayer, give it out for free. Now that's a high-end free game that you can play right there.
It's quite nice of them.
Definitely is. I like that.
I bet they made enough, that's
why. We need to see more stuff like that, though. Why can't other big companies do that?
Yeah.
Here you go. You know, and this isn't
but
like
people
a
make
this
free
is...
mods. Think about that. People make free mods.
the mods are free, but you got to buy the game.
Yeah, true.
You know, that's like look at
this. Well, this one, Wolfenstein, is free, but you have to.
No, you don't. I mean,
like, expansion is free or
no,
this whole thing.
The whole okay. When you download Enemy Territory, you're downloading Enemy Territory, not Return to Castle Wolfenstein. It uses the RTCW engine and all that, but it has none of the single player.
Whoa.
It's just the multiplayer that they made that they never put in.
And so you don't need
you
Return to Wolfenstein?
Need it. No. No.
Okay.
A whole standalone free thing.
Huh. I thought it's like an expansion pack.
That is impressive.
Isn't that neat?
I mean, hell yeah.
I mean, damn.
For I'm free. Better, dude.
For free.
Whenever I thought it was a Final Fantasy.
And it's all free. You can't beat that. Subspace Continuum. Beginners.subspace.net. This is, let's see, Subspace is a free, fast-paced, top-down space combat multi... Ooh, damn. That was from Subspace there, wasn't it? Fast-paced, top-down space combat multiplayer shooter that hosts thousands of simultaneous players.
Hmm.
How cool is that? It's an overhead multiplayer 2D. Sounds like R-Type with like a million players, though. That's kind of neat. I don't know how tiring that would get, though, just flying around and blowing the crap out of like a million people all the time. It'd be like Space Invaders with some intelligence behind the other side of it, you know? That's what I think it would be like. And maybe a scrolling screen. But again, I bet it's a blast. You know what else I hear is a fat game? Let me find it in the list here.
Earth 2025.
Yeah, there's one that you played for a long time. Earth 2025.
I got real good too.
Earth 2025. This is
got thousands of people playing.
Thousands. It's free. Totally free.
Oh yeah.
And go ahead and talk about it. You know better than I do.
Earth, it's remember old game SREBRE?
Solar Realms Elite and Baron Realms
Elite. Oh yeah. Basically made by same people. Different company, I think.
Amit Mule Patel, Solaria Games.
Mm-hmm. It's an online text based.
What?
It's impressive you can rattle this stuff off.
Because we played all the time before. We're the men.
I know a lot of weird stuff. There's people at work that are like, oh man, I saw my little cousin playing this game with this guy with a yellow. And I'm like, boom. You know, just like that. They're like, yeah.
You got a register version,
I get like
right?
the But
you
I bought it. I actually
bought
it.
SRE?
Yeah. And SRE, Bree, and Falcon's Eye.
Oh,
own them all.
No shit.
Yes, I do, man.
Because we used to
shit.
Put on our BBS, people, you know, log on and play
that
and shit.
That was shit. But
oh
this is just
God.
Like it, though, except for it's, you know, on the internet. You get one turn, what, every 45 minutes?
Depends. It's got so many versions, you know.
Oh, they got, like, the
got
tournament
free
one.
For all,
yeah.
Got, you know, limited
yeah.
edition or 1A, 1B, whatever.
Now, what this is, though, is you, like, there's no graphics or nothing. You
no,
just create an empire. And you start out with a little bit of money, some land, you know, a couple of planets or whatever the hell.
Acres.
You know, and
land.
Acres, land, whatever, planets and some of them. And you got a little army. And then you basically look on the list of who's stronger than you and find the guy, like, just above you. You know, and aim to attack him. And then when you attack him, you take over some of his land. Therefore, you get stronger. Because now you have more resources coming in, more money, whatever. You
so you can build buildings on the land.
You know, yeah, it just, it's
different
insane.
Buildings to, and you can make alliances with different people, you know,
mm-hmm.
make your defense stronger, offense stronger, or intelligence
this
stronger.
This is the kind of
everything.
Shit that you could play, like, at work and get really involved in. Because, you know, you got a lot of time on your hands, but there's no graphics and sound, and it's not all crazy. You're just looking at numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're just like, okay, well, I need to kick this guy's ass, you know, and so you talk to
people get serious
people.
In that shit. They got
way too serious.
You know,
dude.
Research.
Seen,
oh, yeah, they got calculators and shit.
Well, I've seen the Utopia calculators. I had it for a while when I was playing Utopia. That was nuts. And Utopia is like the same thing, but like fantasy setting. And I liked it a lot more than Earth 2025. But it's a little more community-based, that one. Like, you're forced into teaming up with, like, 20 dudes or whatever to go against all the rest of the people. But it's really fucking cool. I mean, these games are so much fun. And we're talking about no graphics here. Totally free. You just go to their website and sign up. You know? Perfect kind of work stuff, I think. Perfect stuff that's, you know, check it when you first get to work every day. Maybe about lunchtime. Hit it again. And just before you go home, you know? And then it's a slow day at work. Hey, you got time to sit there and write down what you're going to do tomorrow. You know? Figure out who to kill. I mean, you can get pretty insane on that shit.
Remember we used to team up on this guy and I make him quit?
We used to fuck up a lot.
Oh
of
yeah, we just
on that game.
Oh yeah, just you and me, man.
That was pretty brutal.
Bombed the shit out of him, you know. He got different stuff. Like he got lots of turrets, and I got lots of troops, lots of tanks, you know, for different stuff. Like tanks, you can bomb other people's buildings, stop their resources with tanks. jet so you can kill their population, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, we just kill
okay. Say so if you kill, like, you took all the country's land, country's dead, or kill all the population, country's dead. And there's a one says it's called a free for all. It's the same game, right? But you can have one account can own up about 15 countries, and you form alliances, which is like thousands countries. You know, it's a huge alliance.
I mean, it's giant.
I mean, it's huge.
It is so rad. I mean, it is really cool. Totally free.
Yeah, I can kill like one country. So, you know, we will be like have a war between each alliances. We will like wipe out someone else just very smart us in less than 3-4 days.
That's awesome. It really
lots
is.
Of a strategy.
You can get way into it. Way okay. too much though. That
and
game
you just quit because that play final
game. Yeah, that game to me though, it became too much about the numbers at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It really became just came down to okay, well I've got 20,000 jets, so I have to make sure I attack a guy. And using the calculator it was like 19,864 jets and I was guaranteed win, guaranteed this much capture. And that's all it is. Every single person there plays that style, so you have to, and that's why I didn't play it very long.
Yeah.
You know, but it was a blast when I didn't know. When I thought everybody was playing legit and trying to figure it out for themselves, it was cool. But after that, it just started to suck ass. Now, here's a game I've been hearing so much about. Gunbound.
Hmm.
Scorched Earth, basically.
Whoa.
It's basically just Scorched Earth, right? And it's free. Let's see, the site is gunbound.net. And from what I've heard, you, like, keep your guy. So you have, like, a guy. It's not like a tank. You don't have, like, some crappy little tank. You got, like, a dude or something. It's, this is all anime-styled up, too. So it's really a big hit right now, you know, because all these people are like, oh, my God, anime, gotta have it. I wish I was Japanese. So, you know, it's, like, really popular right now just because of that. But it turns out it's a fun game also. And you get to, like, you earn money and stuff, so you have to buy better equipment and gear and weapons and shit for your guy, and you keep it. And, like, it seems like you just keep playing and playing people, like, with, like, you know, more fatter shit. Like, you just keep getting, like, the crazier, like, levels.
Like, you
ranks.
Get ranked.
I guess. I haven't played it. I'm just not into it. But I don't know how it works. But I did hear that you can pay actual real cash for game money. Like, to the main company. Like, you can give them, like, $100 and they give you, like, whatever. So you can go buy all kinds of crazy bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Because then the guys that just throw down $100 are whooping everybody's ass.
Yeah,
that kind of blows.
That's how they make money, that company, you know.
They gotta make money somehow. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is free and it became huge. Somebody gotta pay for all that, the bandwidth costs. You know?
Still.
But, yeah, I know.
As
that's
far as
messed
the gameplay.
Up. That ruins it right there, yeah. I think. You
it's
know?
Kind of, it's like cheating.
It is. It really is, you know? Whatever. You know, they've got a lot of MMORPGs that are free, too. And one that really looked cool. Hold on, what the hell was the name of that game?
EverQuest,
my
yeah,
dude.
That's
hey,
free.
They had no. It is for this month.
For if you had an,
if you had
account.
An account, you got that email. Yeah, they sent me a thing that says they reactivated my account for 30 days in honor of their 5th year anniversary. I'm not gonna go install it.
50th.
5th year. Five.
Fifth. I thought 5-0. So what the hell?
I didn't get that email because for some god unknown reason I
you still have it canceled.
Too lazy to cancel it.
Too lazy to cancel your account.
So,
damn.
So I haven't played in like maybe 8 months.
Damn.
You pay $13 a month.
Yeah.
How much are
yeah, but you know what? It's hard to get rid of your guy.
Well, no, they never go away on EverQuest.
Well, they say they do though.
Yeah, they say they do, but the first time I quit for a year and a half, and I came back, and boom, there's my dude.
Yeah, same thing with Dark Age. They said they lived after 3 weeks or 3 months or whatever. I didn't play for, probably, I think it was a year and a half. Somehow, Mode talked me into playing again. I fired it up, boom, there was my guys. And that game still sucked ass. But here's one. Let's see, it's a free, this is another, it's full 3D everything. Free MMORPG, and it's called Prison Tale.
Uh-oh.
It looks really cool. What?
I was just making fun of the name.
Never Prison Tale. The website is ENG, like English, ENG.PrisonTale.com. And one of the first things I noticed when I went there was that it also has that very anime-style look to it. So it looked pretty cool. It really did look really cool to me, though. So I don't know. That might be worth checking out. I don't see myself pulling myself away from Final Fantasy, but, you know, hey, you never know.
You never know.
Monkeys might fly out of my butt. You know, it might be today. You never know. But it looked pretty cool, you know. If somebody's looking to play something like this, get involved with a big community of people online for free, a lot of people's problem is, I gotta pay. You know? I remember somebody sitting over there who's staring at the floor.
It's a shame.
Stop falling asleep.
It's a shame it's a month of entertainment for the same cost of 2 hours at a movie theater.
Yep. Yeah. And you have way more fun, I guarantee, playing a game than you do sitting watching a movie that sucks ass anyway. Prison Tale, though. It looked really cool. I really want to check that out. Oh, speaking of free shit, Lineage 2. Did you know that I got accepted to the closed beta and didn't know it? I didn't check my email for so long.
Oh, yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
No. I checked my email the other day. I had like 897,000 spams. And, you know, I was weeding through them. And, you know, most of them are pretty well sectioned off. So I delete like the majority of it. There's like 10 in there that kind of float in. And it's like, congratulations, you've been accepted to the closed beta for Lineage 2. And I was like, oh no, son of a bitch. But.
And it's too late now, huh?
But it's a good thing because it's too late. You know why? The open beta started. It started 3 days ago, the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in Lineage 2, the open beta is out there. You just go to whatever the hell, lineage2.com, I guess, and you can download it for free. I imagine it's the same one as the one that we got, the Korean one that we got before. I had it before, the Korean one. I had the Korean account, all kinds of crazy shit. I found websites that you couldn't read it. It's not in English, but it would tell you what it was saying. Like a website that would have a picture of their site. And it says, this is the part where it wants your name. This is the part where it wants this. And it was like, you could not sign up for it unless you had a real Korean social security number.
Mm-hmm.
So they had key generators, basically. Right? So I had that. I had the key generator. I had the guide. And the only problem was, the only hitch in the entire thing was the only time that you had to enter non-English was when you entered your real name. Because it wouldn't be English.
Right.
So I was like, when the hell am I going to get a non-English name in their characters, right?
That's easy.
How do I know? I can't type that. I tried, you know. No.
Sitting there pushing Alt-1-2.
Yeah, exactly. And then it occurred to me, wait a minute, I'm staring at their website with all this crap on it. I can't read it. So I highlight like four symbols, copy, paste, I'm in there. My name is like, press enter to continue. I got me a fucking beta account on Lineage 2.
Oh, couldn't believe it.
So many people must have did that, though, because I found forums of people talking about how to do this, and finally some guy just broke it down and said, this is what they're asking for. Here, here, here. Put this number in here. Put this in here. Use this key generator thing for this. I mean, it was just nuts. I don't know what happened with that one. They probably figured it out and didn't give it to me, because I didn't hear from the Korean one. But then the U.S. one came out. I did apply for the closed beta. Forgot about it. Never looked. Got in, apparently. What a pain in the ass I am, I know. That would have been cool to talk about that. But I'll tell you what I'm already hearing. 3 days of this being open beta, and I'm already hearing it's as bad as, well, basically what I've been hearing about World of Warcraft. The same thing. Oh, so many people bitching about both of these games. There's nothing to do but run around and kill shit. Granted, this is a beta. You know, they might add a whole ton of quests and all this shit later, but I don't know. I keep hearing complaints about it. It's weird. It's really kind of disheartening. But, oh well, I don't really care much, but
the thing is, there's, once again, they're too afraid to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
They're too afraid to put their necks out there and pull out something that's really cool.
Because they put so much time and money and effort into this, they have to sell it. You know? They have to. It has to make money. If they put out games consistently that don't, because they're trying something new, look at Nintendo. You know they're dumping money. They have to be. You know, on certain games. At least Nintendo's got a bunch of good stuff to fall back on. Zelda's sell billions of copies, you know what I'm saying? A company like Blizzard, who makes 3 or 4 games every 10 years, they have to sell. So I don't know. I don't know if they're stressing out of this or what, man. I don't really care. I'm not gonna play it, I don't think. You know, I have no interest in it, but whatever. In any case, let's move on. There's another MMORPG that's free. PlaneShift. PlaneShift.it is the website. Let's see. The objective of PlaneShift team is to create a virtual fantasy world in which a player can start as a peasant in search of fame and become a hero. Boy, I've never heard that story before. We will focus our efforts on the reproduction of real world with politics, economy, many non-player characters controlled by the server. Yeah, NPCs. Did say the same thing over and over and over. I don't know why they make that such a big deal. But, again, worth checking out. A free game. You're bored sitting around. Hunter needs to listen to this episode, if anything. Because he's constantly bitching about not having games to play. And there's plenty of free stuff to check out right here.
Do you think he listened to any of those?
I know he doesn't. You don't.
I do.
No, so you don't. Once in a blue moon. Oh, I can prove it, but I'm not going to tell you how. Now, what about... We've got Civilization. Hugely popular game.
Mm-hmm.
Civilization.
Although, I'll be honest, I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I cannot stand that fucking game.
So like SimCity, right?
No.
No.
Hell, it's like combat warfare and upgrading all your shit and getting to advanced, like, technology.
Yeah, it's basically micromanagement at its, like, worst.
Yeah. It is deep. Everywhere you read about it, too, there's people talking about how, this game almost made me fail college, I played so much, you know what I mean? It's like, god damn, I don't see it. I do not see the appeal in this game at all. But, millions of people do. And guess what? A free version of Civilization 2 called FreeCiv. FreeCiv.org. You can't lose, right? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, free.
Free Civ. Now we've got a game called Alliance. Alliance is a 3D space shooter sim in the tradition of X-Wing and TIE Fighter that goes far beyond any similar efforts in this arena. With support for up to 58 players in small game... All this crap is coming from their websites, by the way. With support for up to 58 players in small game mode and 200 players in big game mode, 8 different factions with 5 distinct research paths, several different categories of spacecraft, a dedicated commander position with an RTS-style 3D interface, and a gameplay style that demands coordinated teamwork to accomplish anything, Allegiance goes where no multiplayer game has ever gone before.
Dun, dun, dun!
Sounds interesting. It's freealliance.org. Definitely something to check out. I'm not into the space stuff.
Not me.
Not too much. You know, like, some of the stuff I really dig, but I'm most of the time I can't get into the stuff, you know? So, if you're
into... I've talked about Free Space for a long time. That game was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Free Space?
Free Space? Never played it.
Really? Is that Free Space?
No? Oh, no. I've seen it. I just don't... I don't know. It's not my... You know what space games I like? I liked Solar Winds. Anybody remember that? It's an old DOS game from Apogee or Epic, probably. Epic, I think. One of the two. That game was the bomb, dude. It was like RPG in space. You're floating around, but you had like combat that was like real time, you know? Like, yeah, it was cool. Let's see. Another MMORPG, and this one for everybody who's into the sci-fi stuff, right? This one's set in space. It's called Vendetta. It's vendetta.guildsoftware.com. GUILDsoftware.com. Da-da-da. Damn. I really wish we would have played most of these ahead of time, because I'm getting bored myself just reading off this list and looking at what I've got here. But some of this stuff people might want to check out. Alright, get your pens ready. I do have another code here. VJMXGB, as in boy, 9JWW. So sick of all these little Pepsi can lids I've got around here. I've got to get rid of them somehow. Now, let's see. We've got a game called Legends. Okay, and everybody knows Tron, right?
Tron, you know, Tron was awesome.
Tron was an awesome movie. Remember the driving the like the snake game they played with motorcycles?
Yeah.
Right? They've got GL Tron. You can play it for free. It's gltron.sf.net, and it's 3D. Full 3D, driving those cycles around, running around on a platform with, you know, I guess other people. That's pretty cool.
Remember that? They have the whole Tron game.
Yeah, Tron 2.0 or whatever it is, yeah.
But that's not free.
No, that is not free. You do have to pay for that one. Yes, you do.
I never played that one before.
You played Tron, though, right?
No, I don't think I did.
You played Tron, right?
No, but Hunter did. I don't know. He didn't like it very... He got stuck or something. He said the multiplayer was kind of fun, though. I don't know.
I mean, the original one. It was an arcade game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I thought you meant the computer one that just came out. Yeah. There's another one just like it. Another 3D Tron light cycle game with multiplayer for sure. It's Armageddon. How's that for a spiffy name? armageddon.sf.net. Another one just like it. I'm not sure which of the two is better, but again, it's a free game. You know? Hours of endless entertainment for free. We've got a game here, let's see, called Megatech. unofficial online of the classic BattleTech board game. Megatech programmed in Java will run on any system with compatible Java Virtual Machine. Been tested on Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X. It's called Megamech. Ever played BattleTech board game?
I believe so.
I have no idea what it is. So I imagine people that like to play that, that would definitely dig checking this out. And remember Murder Motel, Wolf?
Hell yeah.
Right? That old BBS door game where you just ran around this motel killing people. Like other players though, right? They wandered through this motel and you would like in one room you might find like a chainsaw blade or something. And then like on the first floor of the motel in the lobby behind the desk you'd find like the rest of the chainsaw minus the blade though. So since you had the two pieces, you had a weapon now. And you could only carry six things of inventory. So then you would find like a defense for it, like a shield. It would defend you from, say, the chainsaw. You know, so you could carry a chainsaw. So what would happen was you had like 10 moves a day. And you could go, or whatever, it was like 30, I think. You could make 30 or however many moves through this place, find and collect your weapons and defense, and when you were done, you were stuck in that room until the next midnight rolled around, right? Now, after, you know, you play, but other people are playing. So they're running around with different gear. Some guy might have, like a bug sprayer and spray you with poison, so you better have a gas mask for defense. But then you get to attack back. If you have a chainsaw, say you got a gas mask, he would come in and spray you down, but you got a gas mask, you know, so you didn't get killed, so you could chainsaw him. And if he had a shield, it was done, right? Like, the combat was over, nobody got killed because you both had a defense, and whoever still had turns could keep going. But it was like, you didn't need to be there. You know, like, you were just wherever you were. And it was really cool. I don't know, I love that freaking game. But you know what? They're making one now I saw online. It's murdermotel.com, I think. I think we mentioned it before, even.
No, shit.
Last time I checked, it wasn't open, it wasn't available. But something to keep an eye out for. That game was a blast to play. Let's see. Here's another one called Legends. And on the site it says, Legends is a fast-paced, first-person online multiplayer game. The game is designed to take advantage of the beautiful environments available from the Torque engine. The Torque engine is based on, while still offering the breakneck pacing and variety of styles available from such classics as Quake and Tribes. Now, wasn't Torque the engine they used for Tribes 2? Or isn't it what it became? I think that's what became the Tribes 2 of the Tribes 2 engine. I think it became that Torque engine, which I thought was available for a reasonably cheap price, like as far as game engine prices go. You know, this one was like a portable. I think the site for it was garagegames.com or something. But to get a hold of Legends, yeah, look, it hit the site. Fuck. It's hosted.tribalwar.com/legends. And this, I know, is a mega popular one, because I remember Battlezone on the PC, playing that, and at LAN parties, running around, blowing people up. Here's one called BZ Flag, a free multiplayer, multi-platform 3D tank battle game. It's Battlezone Capture Flag. It runs on Erix, Linux, BSD, Windows, Mac OS X, and other platforms. It's totally free. It's bzflag.org. I know that one's been around for a long time, though. Still an insanely fun game to play. Nothing like blowing people up.
That's right.
I love it. Killing people is like a hobby of mine. And let's see. You know, I got one more cap here. If anybody wants any free songs, it's SSWKSHXAPS. The last free song I had laid around here that I don't want to do a damn thing with. Because iTunes doesn't have anything worth listening to anyway. That was it for the list of free games we had. Now, I know this episode was probably extremely boring to listen to. Even I am pretty bored right now. The problem was, no time for preparation, and I slept 2.5 hours today. You know,
it was rather informative for people who want some free stuff.
Free games, though. I hope so. I hope it was at least, you know, somebody was. You know, I think the best way to probably listen to this is to just click on the links that I have. I'm going to put on the site because I'm going to have a link to every one of those games. So rather than listen to us just read the list, you might as well just go check out the website for yourself. See what the site says about it more in depth, more in detail. Plus, they'll have screenshots up there. You know.
Now we're saying this after everybody's listened to it all.
That's why I think I might poke this in the beginning. We'll figure something out. Like a disclaimer. This show gets pretty boring after like 10 minutes, so skip to the last 10 minutes and listen to what we had to say about it. The summary. I don't know what else to say. I was just too friggin' tired this week to do it. I mean, I've had a headache all day. Been up for what now? What time is it? 2? Time did I get up? 1?
Damn, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah. And I woke up at 1 o'clock on 2 hours of sleep. I'm fried. I couldn't pull it together. We've done some shows before where we were hella tired and they came out a lot better than this, but we had more preparation too. So I must apologize. We blew it.
We love you.
I'm out of shit to talk about. Hopefully next week better kick ass because work is slowed down. So now I got more time to read shit, get more information, and put some more shit together.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright,
that's it. Go get yourself some free shit.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Dude, I can't believe they exploit handicapped people like this. I mean, making them compete against each other just for our amusement. You're an asshole, Cartman. What? What'd I do?
Timmer! Timmer! Jimmer!
I don't quite follow, Timmy.
How?